Researchers say codeine overdoses and sales have halved since the drugs were made prescription-only about 18 months ago. A team from Sydney University says the data shows a positive result from the contentious decision to ban over-the-counter codeine sales, pointing out Australia was consuming more opioids than the US, despite having just a fraction of its population. Jacqueline Breen reports.
It's been 18 months since you've last been able to pop into the chemist for something over-the-counter for a throbbing headache or a heavy winter cough, at least not for something with even a low dose of the opioid codeine. For some of these shoppers, the change has been inconvenient.
I only have an issue with the cold and flu medication. It's just a bit more of a hassle. We live out in the country, so we haven't got a doctor on hand, so it was just easier to have it in the cupboard.
Others say it's been more than just a hassle.
I'm a community palliative care nurse. I see people in the home, and a lot of people who were used to getting their codeine or panadine from the pharmacy and just walking in and getting it when they need it now have to make the trip back to their GP. And in some cases that causes a lot of hardship and upset.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration made codeine products prescription only because they're considered too dangerous and potentially addictive to be handed out without a doctor's okay.
There were rising reports of codeine-related deaths and the fact that it was the most misused opioid in Australia, particularly among young people.
Dr. Rose Cairns is from the University of Sydney. To check what effect the prescription change has had, she and her team analysed data from the New South Wales Poisons Information Centre, which takes calls from members of the public and health professionals around the country in the event of a drug poisoning.
Looking at codeine overdoses, there was a 50% drop in the year following the change. The other data source we looked at was sales data. Similarly, we saw a drop of around 50% in overall codeine sales in the year following the change.
So what are sufferers of chronic pain doing?
Presumably people who were using it for pain have either switched to other painkillers that are still available over the counter, and there are some effective ones, or they've seen their GP for a pain management plan. And importantly, we'd hope that that actually results in improved quality of life.
The Pharmacy Guild of Australia was critical of last year's change, claiming it'd do little to address addiction rates.
Ask any coroner in Australia and they're still seeing multiple and far too many deaths from opioid overdosing.
The Guild's Greg Turnbull says it's maintaining its call for real-time monitoring of opioid prescriptions across the country.
The important thing is to give clarity for prescribers, doctors, and for pharmacies that fill those prescriptions to know if somebody is putting themselves in harm's way by overusing a product through the process that is sometimes called doctor shopping. There's a lot of goodwill in Australia to arrive at that across all the jurisdictions, states and territories. Not there yet, but we need to get there.
The study is published today in the journal Addiction.
Jacqueline Breen reporting.